Geek Radio Daily, for here it is, baby.
It's finally Frackin' Friday.
Outstanding. Damn right it is. And thank you for joining us today, and thanks for getting through another week. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back.
Okay.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times. Friday means a look at some new movies, Pikachu Geekified news, all that stuff coming at you because it is all the geek without the weight. And the only people that could possibly bring it to you are the ones that have crazy plans for the weekend. It's the Bruce.
Get down and give me infinity.
So
that's my weekend plans? I got different weekend plans.
How it is in your family.
Okay.
Hello there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Outside the government, beyond the police.
Damn right. What are they going to do? Bring it, bitches. Bring it. Bring it.
Hey, he's at the front door.
This day, August 20th in 1619, the first black slaves were brought by the Dutch to the colony of Jamestown, Virginia.
Wow.
Virginia.
Yes.
Oh, that's nothing. Wait, it's either Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to have one of the greatest things you've never heard before.
Okay.
1741, Danish navigator Vitus Bering discovered Alaska. So that's why it's the Bering Sea and stuff.
Oh, well, that's why, hey.
You've learned something today.
Yes, I did.
1896, the dial telephone was patented. A telephone out of soap? That doesn't make
sense. That makes no sense.
1913, the first pilot to parachute from an aircraft was Adolphe Pigalle of France. Pigalle. I guess it's a silent P, so it would be good. 1930, Dumont conducted the first demonstration of TV broadcast for home reception in New York City. In 1967, R&D W Dolby introduced their noise reduction system for recording audio tapes. Dolby noise reduction,
hey,
desperately needed. 1986, a lonely and disgruntled man who lost his job at the U.S. Postal Service shot and killed 14 of his former co-workers in Edmond, Oklahoma post office. He also wounded 6 others and killed himself, and that's how
we got going postal.
That's exactly it. So, birthdays?
Segways
there, you like that?
Love it. Demi Lovato is 18 years old today. She's a Disney star with Camp Rock and blah, blah, blah. You know,
blah,
she's
blah,
Disney.
Blah, indeed. Shane Cooley is 23, singer, songwriter from around our area. Uh-huh.
I think I've heard him.
Yeah, damn right you have. And he's going to be in Virginia Beach Saturday the 28th playing a show. We'll talk more about that because I'll probably end up there.
Okay. I have Miss Amy Adams. Is 36 years old today.
Dude, that means you missed Ben Barnes. He's 29. He's Prince Caspian in the Narnia series.
I didn't miss him at all.
Which is weird because I thought like all those people were pretty much 16, 17 around that. And he's 29 today?
Well, somebody has to buy the beer.
Oh, okay. There you go. I like that. That's cool. Amy Adams is naked in what movie? Road Trip.
Road Trip. Okay.
Road Trip. Jonathan K. Kwan is 39. That's Jasper on Head of the Class.
Okay.
Remember Head of the Class?
Yeah, I remember that one. Fred Durst, 39 years old today as well. Lead singer of Limp Bizkit.
James Marsters is 48, Spike on Buffy.
God, I can't believe he was 48. He's 48.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Hey, that's what happens with time, man. Keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.
Into the future. Uh-huh. Yeah. Al Roker is 56 years old today.
Dude, Sophie Aldred is 48, Ace from Doctor Who. Greg Egan is 49, science fiction author extraordinaire. Joan Allen is 54, Dr. Eve Archer on Face Off. She was in Nixon. She was Pamela in The Bourne Supremacy. Come on, how could you miss all these people?
Nah.
Don Stark, 58, Bob on That 70s Show.
Bob.
Huh?
Yeah, I love Bob was my favorite character on that show.
I can't imagine why that would be.
Because I'm a dad.
Uh-huh.
Robert Plant, 62 years old, guitarist, vocalist for Led Zeppelin.
Aw, John Noble, 62, was in Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and that rhymes sort of, except it's the same word.
Sort of.
All right, fine, ing. Folks no longer with us, Isaac Hayes, born in 1942, this would have been Chef's birthday, we miss you, dude. Anthony Ainley, 1932, the original master on Doctor Who, the one that we all know, the one with the rubbish beard.
Okay.
Howard Philip Lovecraft, born in 1890.
Yeah. Call of Cthulhu.
If you don't know who he is, then I don't know how you're possibly here at all.
Well, he's not going to be on CBS tonight.
Damn.
Or anything close to that.
Okay.
Because you got 48 Hours Mystery, you got CSI New York, and a brand new episode of Flashpoint, which is on at 10 p.m. on a Friday. I love that show.
Sure. Fox tonight showing more foosball. As the Eagles take on the Bengals, which is kind of like Eagles if you rearrange the words, but then you have an extra letter or two.
And note B.
An extra letter or two.
Oh, you need an extra letter or two.
No, you have an extra. Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll go with that one. NBC, you have. Who do you think you are? This is the episode with Sarah Jessica Parler and then Dateline NBC.
Oh, they're going back to the first episode. Okay, yeah. Cool. AMC American Movie Clacks is showing Thunderheart. Oh, wait.
Oh.
The Val Kilmer I'm a Native American movie and an FBI agent movie. Okay, okay. Sure.
Well, if you want some actual kind of real football, you have Arena Bowl 23. It's the Tampa Bay Storm versus the Spokane Shock. It's on the NFL Network.
Sure. Family Channel showing Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, arguably the best of the film series.
It's a good one. It really
is. Arguably.
Sci-Fi Channel, you have Eureka and Haven, both new.
Because well, on Eureka, Allison tries to cure Thurgood, while over there on Haven, Audrey and Nathan investigate stuff.
Really?
Yeah. See, that was exciting. FX has got your Adam Sandler double feature of Big Daddy and the Waterboy. So at least one of them is pretty good.
Okay. History International, you have Star Wars Trek and then Monster Quest, Mysterious Ape Island.
Turner Classic Movies, Spencer Tracy Knight and Katharine Hepburn Knight, Woman of the Year, Without Love, many, many, many others. But if you're watching anything, it will be on the Chiller Network because footage reveals supernatural events leading to the murder of Samantha Finley. Shane Van Dyke and Thea Pereira star in, yes, that knockoff. It is Paranormal Entity. See, totally different than Paranormal Activity.
Completely different.
Yes. All right. I have suggested you to a coworker. If they listen, they are my minion, not yours. Mine. Also, this is chaos. We don't celebrate Wang here. That's from Ryan. Of course, you're the evil twin. Oh, and Anna? While sad, the stationery throws buffaloes into happy places. That's from the henchman, passing more codes along. Hello, my geeps. Evil Surreal here. I just wanted to let you know that the good Surreal will not be at Dragon Con in 2 weeks. He will be tied up and I will take his place. So until the Mirror Universe invents a decent beard trimmer, this has been Evil Surreal.
I think they're going to have an evil Pabst Blue Ribbon waiting for you.
No, okay. How's that different than the regular Pabst Blue Ribbon?
I don't know. It might actually be good.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to drop a note, you know, your hipster self got offended just then about the Pabst Blue Ribbon comment, please drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn's for Salt Lake GeekRadioDaily.com. Friday means a look at your new movies hitting theaters. It's time to go watch stuff. And, of course, your Geekified News is coming up this finally fracking Friday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, I'm Nathan Lowell, creator of the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper universe. And I'd like to introduce you to Piers Langland, a mild-mannered paint salesman with one burning passion. He aspires to be a famous author. Each November, he looks forward to entering the National Novel Writing Month competition. To be a winner in NaNoWriMo, he must write a 50,000-word novel in 30 days. A tall order for any writer. Turns out, an especially tall order for our hero. Join Piers as he struggles to choose a topic for his novel before he can begin his epic task. Vampires or space opera, romance or pulp fiction, which should he choose? Unfortunately, the greatest obstacle holding him back is Piers himself.
Hi, this is Gareth David Lloyd, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily with Billy Flynn.
Hey!
It's not my fault he didn't say anybody else's name. Flinster's standing right next to me.
Uh-huh.
Right next to me.
Right next to you.
He says my name. I guess because it was on the business card
that you handed
but
him.
I gave him the business card so he could, you know, read the site. It's not my fault. You people should get some flipping cards. That's
I got
all I'm
some
saying.
Cards.
Well, you,
you
didn't
don't hand out my cards.
I don't hand out your cards because I'm not you. Maybe you missed that.
Oh, believe me, I didn't miss that at all.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, tons of folks do have ideas for movies, and some of them actually get made, and some are out today, and I'm a damn shame to say that... I've been so looking forward to Piranha 3D.
Really? that's the throwback.
I love the original one, and I know it's not going to be nearly as good, but if it's just as, you know, that
anywhere
cheesy,
near. Yeah.
Oh, come on, everyone is in this, it's 3D, and you actually get to see the piranha this time instead of the, you know, just having scratches on the film.
Couldn't afford piranhas in the first film.
Well, no.
Let's see. That came out Wednesday. Vampires suck. Now, the reason I talk about this film is nobody should go see this film. Because I have a $5 bet that this movie will not be in the top five next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? With who?
A friend of mine.
I'm afraid you're going to lose that bet, sir.
Top five for the weekend. Because well, it came out Wednesday.
It opened on Wednesday. Right.
Doesn't
but,
count. Wednesday doesn't count.
Well, the kids are... Okay, uh-huh. We'll see. But I'm pretty sure. Lottery ticket is out today. A guy wins $370 million and has to survive a three-day holiday weekend before he can claim his prize. And I saw just a commercial last night for this in which they said it's this generation's Friday, which made me want to slap the TV.
Really? If you've seen the commercial, you've seen the entire film.
Basically.
Nanny McPhee returns.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. Answering all the questions that were not in the first one.
Well, at least Emma Thompson's back, and so it's fun. Mm-hmm. The Switch. This is the Jennifer Aniston impregnates herself with a turkey baster movie and upsets Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Film.
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman's.
He's the donor.
That Jason Bateman and Jeff Goldblum in this movie, when they get together, the movie is amazing and fantastic. And then when Jennifer Aniston shows back up, it comes to a screeching halt.
Why is that not surprising?
Well, exactly.
Two funny people, then you get Jennifer Aniston.
Limited release, The Tillman Story is finally out. It's the examining the death of Pat Tillman that was covered up by the United States military.
Whoops, friendly fire for one of us, one key person like that?
Yeah. So, you have a football player who quits, who gives up, and then goes into the military, and then we kill him. Fantastic.
Exactly.
That's government operations for you there.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Tim Burton has got together with Ed Wood screenwriters Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski. They're going to be the ones writing the Addams Family 3D stop animation movie.
Oh, okay. Stop animation.
Yes.
Good.
Stop animation. Now, I loved Ed Wood movie. Absolutely adored it. Thought it was fantastic. There's a nice little sensibility about that movie that fits itself just nicely.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I'm kind of interested in this now. Because this is the kind of stuff Tim Burton should be doing.
Yes.
Not the other stuff Tim Burton does. Alice in Wonderland. Really? Really, Tim Burton? Such an obvious choice. But, yeah. So some weird guys writing the weird movie that will be directed by the weird guy. Weirdness will ensue.
I like weird. Weird works for me.
Weird.
The Spider-Man reboot is looking for a female lead, and Heat Vision claims it has a short list of actresses who have met the part. The article states that the character of Mary Jane Watson will not be the film's love interest, leading to speculation that the storyline will either go with Gwen Stacy, Felicia Hardy, who's Black Cat, or another Peter Parker love interest from the past, or maybe even somebody completely new just for the film.
Let's do the Gwen Stacy thing right.
Yes, please.
And let's take a triad of films to do it. Mm. And will it matter? Because I don't know if I'll even be seeing this.
You'll see it. Lily Collins, Teresa Palmer, Emma Roberts are all in the lead, are all in the works for this. Mary Elizabeth Winstead from Scott Pilgrim versus
there
the
you
World.
Go.
Yeah, she dropped out.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That would have been good. So CXOUJ1647102-455216.
Hiked the ball already.
Is a remnant of a star that should have become a black hole. Should have become.
Should have.
Astronomical measurements indicate that the original star had a mass 40 times that of the sun, putting it way over the lower limit for black hole formation. But that's not what happened. When it collapsed, it became a how do you pronounce this? Magnetar.
Okay.
So what is that? That is a ginormous asteroid with a huge, crazy magnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, possibly the biggest one in the entire universe. That's a bold claim. That's kind of like how we can make a World Series a champion with only American players. But astronomers point that they may be able to explain this weird incident. Says Alan Marsher, our understanding of the evolution of the most massive stars is hampered by an incomplete knowledge of the process by which they lose mass. That's why our estimates of the minimum mass needed for an isolated star that eventually becomes a black hole are fuzzy.
It's fuzzy logic?
It's fuzzy. It's fuzzy, fuzzy logic. So yes, when stars collapse now, they can do whatever they want, which just goes to show you that space is really, really big, and space is a little weird, which space is our theme for today.
We'll go with that.
There you go.
All right, it's been confirmed that Avatar star Sam Worthington will play the lead in Alex Poirier's, I think that's how you say it. Yeah, Poirier's. We'll go that one.
Why not? I'm going to let you say it that way.
Dracula Year Zero. This film starts set shooting in June 2011. Worthington will play Vlad the Impaler from Transylvania.
Ah, okay.
Bram Stoker, he's trying to play the real-life Prince Vlad.
Okay.
All right. In addition to Clash of the Titans 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Sam Worthington has also been attached to Avatar 2, Dan Dare, Electric Pilot Boogaloo. From the Future, Last Days of American Crime, Man on the Ledge, and Quartermain. He's a busy, busy boy.
Apparently so. So Norwegians have the new Scam Cam. It is a semi-autonomous quadrocopter security system. Here's the weird thing. The quadrollers can launch, recover, and recharge themselves at their little huts or hangars. and when it snows, the bots can stay snug at home enjoying their stylish furnishings when, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the weird thing about this, yes, so it's a little security drone, like this, you know, it's kind of like those little remote control helicopters you can get and fly around your house. But it can fly itself whenever it senses that it needs to go investigate something. It takes off from its little hangar. It flies around, and when it needs, you know, more energy, it comes back. And it's so weird because the damn thing looks like it lives in a mailbox. It looks like a mailbox is what it lives in. And, of course, they're, you know, out there in the middle of, you know, nowhere, snow and everything.
Uh-huh.
They, no, they're not going to evolve on their own and take over all of humanity and hunt down Sarah Connor. No, not at all.
This is going to be perfect. This is a great plan.
Enjoy your weekend if you live through it. Geek Radio Daily saying thank you so much for dropping by today. We really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that Facebook page. The thing I forgot to tell you about yesterday was the DC Universe Online trailer.
Yeah.
That shows that if you want to, you can just go try to kick the Justice League's ass.
Good luck on that one.
Interesting. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Two tablespoons of cinnamon. And two or three egg whites. A half a stick of butter. Melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls.